producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I advocate training, and I advocate training as much as you know, when I say training, of course, there's plenty of time to go out to the range and move around and shoot as much as you can. Sometimes, though, you need to go to somebody that's an instructor. I found an instructor that exists in an urban environment. And he has his philosophical outlook on self-defense I particularly like. And right now, if you go to his Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/CaliberTG, and give them a like, you're going to get into a drawing for a Remington 870 pump shotgun. Joining me from Caliber Training Group in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm joined now by Samuel Hayes III. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I forgot to use your landline when I gave it to the Punisher to call you, though.
No problem. I gave it to him so that we wouldn't have any mix-ups.
Very good, very good. Tell us about Caliber Training Group.
Well, as you said, Caliber Training Group is a metropolitan Atlanta-based training resource, and it came to be basically out of a necessity because I didn't see anything in the metropolitan area serving people who needed to learn how to defend themselves from some of the vermin and criminals that just roam the streets. And I felt like a lot of the training companies that were out there were doing more of the high-speed, low-drag fantasy camps and didn't really address the needs of the urban city dweller who, you know, maybe would deal with crime on a more frequent basis than maybe some of the people that lived in the suburbs. I was watching Nancy Grace one weekend, I just noticed the high number of stories that she was doing on people that were missing and people's bodies that were being found and people, you know, that were being abducted. And after spending 22-plus years in the private security industry, I just felt like, you know, I had some skill sets that I could bring to the market, and combined with, you know, me growing up in the South Bronx and having experienced violence and lived a violent existence, you know, for a very long, early on in my life. And I think that those things combined gave me a pretty good background to be able to offer what I think is some unique training opportunities.
The urban landscape, when you're training for the urban landscape, that is really sort of that's a whole different ball of wax I'm sure there's certain fundamentals that come into play no matter what you're doing.
But yeah, the urban absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I try to push, you know, you hear instructors all the time talk about mindset. You have to be aware. You have to be aware of your surroundings. But none of them really truly understand or explain to new students what that means. You know, and in my classes, we talk a lot about mindset. We talk a lot about pre-attack indicators, you know, how to be able to recognize when you see somebody that may make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, how to look for particular types of body language and things that they're doing. And, you know, some people may even call it profiling, and I'm okay with that because, you know, throughout my career, being able to identify a threat and profiling or whatever it is that you may want to call it has saved me in a number of different situations because I typically tended to be right just by noticing what this person was doing. You know, in an urban environment, we also don't have the luxury of running around with a plate carrier on our chest with 30 PMAG strapped across it as well. So you're not going to see that in my training classes. You know, we're going to talk about how to carry to your lifestyle, not change your lifestyle to your carry method. Because walking around Metro Atlanta with an IDPA vest on pretty much makes you stand out as being either a whack job with a gun or a fly fisherman. And neither one of those are going to be conducive to you. You know, they're going to be conducive to you walking the streets of Atlanta and not drawing attention to yourself. We very much push the gray man principle, where you are to live a subdued lifestyle, where you don't draw attention to yourself. You know, we don't want the kind of person who's going to come looking for problems, but we definitely want to give you the skill sets so that if something does pop off in an urban environment when you're walking around a city, you're going to have some skill sets behind you to be able to back it up. You know, we want the objective to be for the bad guy to think they made a really, really bad decision when they decided to choose you as a victim.
Now, you know, I don't ever hear about this. Now, in Atlanta, well, in Georgia in particular, you guys just had some serious loosening of restrictive gun law.
Yeah.
Although the mayor of Atlanta promptly made a lot of places in Atlanta off limits. But how often is self-defense occurring in Atlanta? Because I never hear about it. And I live pretty close to Atlanta. I would think I would have heard about it. I'm sure it does.
There are incidents taking place in Atlanta almost daily. I mean, you know, when you look at the news, there's constantly an event taking place where either a security officer or an armed citizen has used a firearm to defend themselves against some type of violent attack. Also, Atlanta has been a hotbed of activity over the last 6 months for attempted abductions and actual abductions. Just in the last 30 days, we've had 3 abductions here in Atlanta, where 2 of them resulted in the death of the people that were abducted. You know, they were abducted and handcuffed and shot in the head and left on the side of the road. And it was a male and female couple, and the woman was 7 months pregnant. You know, they were able to save the baby, but both of the people died. You know, so in our Urban Seer class, we teach people how to avoid abductions and how to, you know, we teach them some techniques on also how to escape from illegal containment. You know, if you've been duct taped and thrown in the back of a car, some methods that maybe you'd be able to escape this abduction and this containment. And I mean, we bring a lot of different things to the table other than just firearms, because to us, self defense is an all encompassing multidisciplinary thing. It's not just about
guns. We're gonna get into that in the next segment. I really like the gray man concept, though. I really do. Simply because you know, as I explained to you, I consider people that carry guns now the modern day pacifist. That sort of shrinks back into the background, and I guess when they have to reveal themselves, the chips are down. But I guess it's a surprise in actual self defense. I mean, the times I've drawn the weapon twice, and both times I was working. And I wasn't a security guy or an executive protector or anything. I was delivering milk. So I'm sure it was quite the surprise when they were like, you know, give me what you got. And I said, well, I got this. I'm sure that was quite the surprise. But
absolutely. Because, you know, oftentimes, as the good guys, we never pick the time and the place. The time and the place is always picked for us by the bad guy, you know. So we're always on that reactionary curve. The problem oftentimes is that a lot of people don't have the reactionary skill set to be able to ride that curve. So they oftentimes become victims.
That's where the problem comes.
One of the reasons why we wanted to provide, you know, multiple disciplines is because not every scenario and every situation is going to be the perfect opportunity for you drawing a firearm and being able to defend yourself using that firearm. Now, it may escalate to that, but, you know, part of the gray man principle is we want to avoid that first and foremost, or teach you how to avoid that first and foremost, by being kind of invisible, like not really looking like you're a worthy target. Or if you are targeted, or you can't blend in as well as, you know, the rest of society, because maybe you drive a Maserati and you're a high profile attorney, at the very least, don't look like you're an easy target. You know,
at the very least. Hang on for me. We're going to pick this up. We'll expand on that when we get back. Caliber Training Group. Go like the Facebook page. Get into the drawing for the Remington 870. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you live in Atlanta, Georgia, or around Atlanta, Georgia, or somewhere on the outskirts, or maybe just in Georgia, or South Carolina, or Alabama, or Tennessee, and you're looking for urban training in a metropolitan setting, then you need to check out Caliber Training Group in Atlanta. Joining me again, Chief Instructor and Founder of Caliber Training Group, Samuel Hayes III. Explain for, like, the other day you were talking about what you were wearing. Tell everybody what your everyday carry is and what you, starting with what you might wear.
Basically, you know, depending on where I'm going, I may have on jeans and a pair of work boots, a t-shirt, baseball cap, you know, with it being wintertime now, you know, I'll throw on a sweater. Basic everyday standard clothes. I mean, just anything that you would see anybody walking down any city USA. You know?
Nothing by 5'11 tactical or true spec or anything
like that. I don't own a pair of 5'11s, and I own maybe three pair of true specs for when I'm teaching my law enforcement and private security clients. They want you to look a certain way, so, you know. But other than that, no. I don't. My wardrobe has nothing to do with tactical concealed carry.
Okay.
I don't believe that the clothes, you know, your clothes have to change.
So within that ensemble that you were talking about, what am I likely to find on you if you start sticking stuff on the hood of a car or something?
You run up on me on the streets, you're going to find a Glock 17 or 19, either on my hip or an appendix carry. You're going to find a Smith & Wesson J-frame or a Glock 42 somewhere in some other part of my body. You're going to find two knives, one which I use for utility to open boxes and, you know, envelopes and things, and the other one that I like to refer to as my meat cutter, and that's to open meat
there you
bags.
Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're going to find pepper spray on my keychain. You know, you may find an impact weapon on me. I'm very big on intermediate uses of force. Because, again, like I said earlier, not every situation calls for you to just draw your gun and just start firing off shots into the bad guy. You know, some people can really benefit from a really, really good butt kicking, we'll call it.
Yes, they can.
I don't know if I could use the other word, so we got.
Well, I try to keep it family friendly, you know.
Yeah. You know, some people can just benefit from a really, really good beating.
Yeah. So when somebody comes to you, say I come to you and I say, Mr. Hayes, the other day I got mugged and I couldn't do anything about it. What can you teach me to do? Where does that begin?
Well, the first thing that we're going to do is I'm going to find out whether you have any aversions to firearms, if you have any physical ailments that would prohibit you from learning some open hand techniques. You know, basically I want to evaluate your physical abilities, because the first thing we're going to do is we're going to teach you some empty hand techniques that you're going to be able to use even if you're in a social non-permissive environment and you can't carry a gun. You'll always have your hands, your feet, your elbows, your head, you know, with you. So we'll teach you how to defend against very common attacks and how to muster that aggression that you need to be able to make these attacks as brutally as effective as possible. Because, you know, one of the things that bad guys tend to look at is they've got the upper hand, they're the aggressor, so they're expecting you to cower in fear. They're expecting you to submit. That's their hope. Well, when you steal that hope from them, I'm not going to make it political, but when you steal that hope from them and you, you know where I was going.
Yes.
You steal that hope from them and you become the aggressor and you hit them with a couple of the techniques that we're going to teach you that, again, we're going to focus on being brutally effective. We're not going to stand there and teach you any complicated weapons disarms that you have to practice over and over again. We're not going to teach you how to throw these spinning high kicks. We're going to teach you how to smash somebody in their face with their elbow and how to hammer fist them repeatedly until their mouth and their nose is full of blood and they no longer have the will to attack you anymore. And when they lose that will to attack you, we're going to teach you how to continue to hit them until they're no longer a threat to you and you can de-escalate and disengage from the threat safely.
Yeah, see, it's interesting you use the hammer fist, because most hand-to-hand combat instructors are going to teach a knuckle strike, which you and I both know that somebody doesn't know how to make a fist. If they hit somebody hard with a fist as a knuckle strike, they have a tendency to break their hand.
Absolutely. And in the midst of a violent encounter is not the time that you want to learn that you don't know how to throw a proper punch.
Hammer fist, on the other hand, is like using a club. attached to your arm.
You can hit it with a hammer fist. We'll teach you some open palm strikes. We'll teach you some open palm slaps to the ears. You know, things that are not going to damage you as the user, but are going to create maximum damage to the person that you're using them on. You know, I'm a big proponent of the elbows. I'm a big proponent of the elbows. For a lot of females, if they're short in stature, you know, they typically are going to have to deal with male attackers. I'm a big proponent of teaching them, showing them exactly what parts of the skull are the thickest to, you know, and what parts of the attacker's face they want to headbutt and smash his teeth. You know, it's just, there are things that are very, very simple. You can come to us for 4 hours and you'll leave after that 4 hour period with three or four techniques that you could use if you get attacked in a parking lot. Unlike a traditional karate school, you know, it might be 2 or 3 years before you're truly proficient with what it is that you're paying them to teach you. We just don't believe and have found that in an urban environment, people don't have that kind of time, nor do they have that kind of attention span.
So the first layer is going to be empty-handed. What I like about it is that I believe all attacks start where you're going to have to employ that, at the very least, to create space to draw the weapon. If you start your counterattack that way, while you're creating space, that might unpersuade them or dissuade them from their particular course of action that moment. Then you don't have to draw a gun. So I like that part of it.
Absolutely. You know, we want to make sure that every effort that you put into it is an effort that has the opportunity to create some damage against your attacker. We're not going to teach you to just push them away so that you can draw your gun. If you're pushing them away, we want you to push them away because you've put your foot in their groin or in their pelvis or in their chest, just depending on the environment and the position that you're in, or you've hit them in the face with your elbow and they stumbled back. And then you've had an opportunity to stumble back. Everything has to make sense. Everything has to have the ability to be able to do some damage, to suck that fight out of them and disrupt their OODA loop.
You're the only, I've used that before, the OODA loop, and you're only the second one I've ever heard use that on the air anyway. But anyway, yeah. We're coming up on the next break. Caliber Training Group in Atlanta, Georgia. Check them out. If you're, no matter whether you're a novice, you've just decided that you need to defend yourself, or if you are somebody like me who has looked at it, done a bunch of different things, I'll still end up going to Sam and letting him do things with me. Hang on one more time for me, sir. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Cheney Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Cheney Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Frog Lube. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I am talking to Samuel Hayes III. He is the chief instructor of Caliber Training Group, where he describes this as his life's passion. And once you've considered everything, he encourages you to come and get some. Now, we've talked about your what you carry every day, and we've talked about your primary, your first level of self-defense, but it's a little more than that, because with some people, you have to, this is why I have never wanted to be an instructor, by the way, because I don't know how to pass this along to a student. You can teach a student the strikes and maybe teach them to employ the impact weapon or maybe the blade or something, but somehow or other, you've got to teach them when things are escalating how to escalate along with it. How do you do that?
Typically, what we like to do is we tend to think of something that they hold dear. For instance, most people have an overwhelming sense of protection for those that they love, their friends, their family, their children. You know, I get a lot of women who will come to class and say, well, I don't really want to kill them. I just want to, you know, shoot them in the foot to stop them. Or I just want to make them stop. Well, then a gun is probably not what you need. Let me recommend this taser to you and get you a dog or something like that. Because the reality is, this guy is in there with the intention on potentially hurting you, you know, raping you, or even killing you. And when you've been taken out of the equation, think of what they're going to do to your children now. when you talk to a woman and you start talking about somebody hurting their children,
oh my,
you see a light come on in their in their eyes. You know, you see something happen in their eyes. All of a sudden now, excuse me, all of a sudden, all of that regard they had for not wanting to kill the bad guy changes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it changes when you start talking about their children being hurt. Or you know, I have a male who's, you know, seems to be particularly timid, maybe doesn't want to really get into a personal defense shooting, which I don't think anybody really wants to, but, you know, he has that same mentality. You start talking about, as a man, his ability and responsibility to be able to protect and defend those around him. You know, our egos won't let that be challenged. So you see something clicks in their eyes as well. They're like, okay, yeah, you're right. It's my responsibility to make sure that the people around me that I love don't get hurt. So I have to really take this serious. You know, it's almost a mind game. It's a psychology game. You have to get inside their head and you have to find out what is relevant to them, what's important to them, and what are they willing to do to stop any risk that of that potentially being damaged or destroyed. And once you do that, it all clicks and it makes sense, and you see a difference in how they move and a difference in how they respond and react to the things that we're teaching.
So you're faced with having to tap in to that emotional content to try to bring it to bear with the training. I'm almost certain that doesn't work the same with every student.
It doesn't, and the reality is that, you know, I don't have to do it that often, because the people who come to me, a lot of times they'll call just to vet me, or they were referred by somebody else who knows me. And, you know, we're keeping it really clean because we're on the radio, but in my classes, I talk to adults like adults. We're talking about real life scenarios here. We're talking about the potential for real hurt, you know, death, mayhem, rape, carnage, body dismemberment. I take pictures for people in my classes when we're talking about why they're there. And these visual pictures, these images that I paint for them in their mind are very vivid and very detailed, you know, so they know very quickly after arriving to class that this is not, you know, we're not just going to stand here and punch holes in paper. We're learning life and death here.
Now, I know that, I guess your primary firearm that you teach is a handgun, right? Just because that's the way most people walk around.
It is, yeah.
It's the way I walk around. Do you do any sort of instruction with the long gun, shotgun, ARs, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We actually do a series of shotgun classes as well as AR classes. I love the shotgun. If I could walk around with a shotgun strapped to my back and it'd be and not be looked at like I was crazy, I would. I absolutely love the shotgun. The shotgun is my favorite weapon system, because it's just capable of so much potential for damage and mayhem to whoever's on the other end of it. The problem is a lot of instructors don't really understand how formidable this weapon really, really is. And although it's the pump shotgun is a very simple mechanism, it's also probably got the largest learning curve in regarding how to be able to effectively use it in a combative scenario. I mean, it's a very difficult weapon to master. And, you know, seeing as how it's a very difficult weapon to master, that would make it even more difficult to teach. I have this weird thing in my brain to where when things are not supposed to be easy, I like to jump all over them. So over the years, shotguns have become, you know, one of my favorite weapons. And if you come to one of my shotgun classes, you're going to get dirty, because we're going to have you laying on the ground, working that pump action from, you know, laying on your back, laying on your side, different scenarios that you may be in if you're using a pump shotgun for home defense. You know, if you're using a pump shotgun for home defense and you've hunkered down in your safe room or in your bedroom and you're taking cover behind something, you may not be able to get a shot off in a way that's going to be picture-perfect, standard, perfect shotgun stance. You may have to lay down on the bed to hide, to conceal yourself, and put 9 rounds of buckshot in the dude's ankle, and then when he falls on the ground, then you shoot him in his face. You know, so you have to be able to operate the shotgun from some pretty unconventional positions, and that's what we do. We want you to really have a good perspective on just how powerful this weapon system is, but also how much work it takes to master it.
Well, I'll tell you my shortcoming with a shotgun. And this is because I'm lazy, okay? It's because I'm lazy. Reloading a pump shotgun. Now, I know the different methods where you can load one shot at a time, run the rack forward and everything, but that takes... Running a shotgun takes a little more mechanical training and skill if you're going to keep it in the fight than, say, an AR-15 does because, you know, it's magazine-fed, pop-pop, it's in, and you're back in the game. Running a shotgun in a combat situation is a whole different animal, and that's where I'm really lagging. I have a shotgun. I've got a Remington 887. I don't know why I bought it. Should have gotten an 870, but I have one. Can't do anything to you can't do anything to a Remington 887. It's just undoable. And you have you ever run one of those?
I've played with one and found it to be highly impractical, so I never even bothered to buy one.
See, I and you know what I did? I traded a Mossberg 590 for it. Yeah, perfectly functioning combat shotgun, you know, mil-spec shotgun, and I'm out there. Oh, this is pretty. I want it. So
that was a pretty bad trade.
That was a bad trade.
We'll forgive you and get you back into a real shotgun too.
Well, that's why I like the Facebook page, and I need to right now the caliber training group Facebook page. They got 345 likes. When they get to 500, they're going to give away a Remington 870 shotgun and a 2-hour shotgun familiarization course. So. You probably have to go to him to get the shotgun anyway, and you're going to win a free class on how to run the thing. So go like his Facebook page. He only needs 155 more, and he's going to be giving away a shotgun. And I liked it today. Well, no, I probably liked it the other day when I saw that. I was like, oh, shotgun, a real functioning shotgun in a combat situation. So,
yeah, you know, to your point about reloading a shotgun, that's...
Hang on. I got so enthusiastic, I talked right into the break. Okay, you hang on one more time. Folks, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Time on the firing line on a Tuesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Samuel Hayes III, chief instructor and founder of Caliber Training Group in Atlanta, Georgia. You were about to talk about the mechanics of loading a shotgun, and I had to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that that's probably the most challenging aspect of actually running a pump shotgun in a combative or competitive environment. And it's something that we put a lot of focus on in the class because we want it to become second nature to you. I mean, it is a very clumsy and a very unwieldy weapon, and the process is, you know, is such as well. We've seen some new techniques come about in the last couple of years with the growth of three gun as a sport, but not all of those techniques are applicable to a combat scenario. So we we'll stick with a few that we know works. But you know, Clint Smith says it best that you know when you're using a shotgun in a defensive scenario, you're going to fight with what's in the shotgun or what's on the shotgun. So if you've got these shotgun bandoliers with 50 rounds of buckshot in it, and you got them strapped across your chest, you know, or around your waist, or even if your sling is a bandolier style sling, the reality is you're probably not going to be able to put those rounds into employment into the shotgun with any kind of efficiency that would help you in that situation. So my suggestion is to get a shotgun that has a pretty good magazine capacity. You know, Remington 870 Tactical Express that we're giving away is a 7+1. You know, so you get those eight rounds in there, and then you get a six or an eight round side saddle. And if you pretty much can't handle whatever it is that you need with all those rounds, then you probably need to relocate from wherever it is that you live and get your U.S. passport and leave Beirut and come back to the U.S.
Or wake up or something, I don't know. Wake up from a bad dream.
At some point, you're in some kind of zombie apocalypse dream, or you're in the middle of a war zone or something. So, I mean, the reality is you should be able to handle whatever it is that you need with what's in the shotgun and what's on the shotgun.
Well, let me ask you about loading as far as what you put in a shotgun, because I used to be one of those people that said, well, I'm going to start out with buckshot, then I'm going to double up, and then if that don't work, then I've got some slugs in there. Do you just load the same kind of ammo all the way through it?
You know, that's something that I'm really experimenting with right now. I usually do. I keep the entire shotgun loaded with double up buck. And my first round, though, the way that I keep my shotgun in my home is I keep the magazine loaded and I keep the SST slug as the first round that's going in the chamber. Only because I'm oftentimes thinking if there's a scenario where I have to engage a home invader who's got a loved one at gunpoint or knife point, I want to be able to shoot him in the face with some accuracy without taking out my, you know, my loved one. Of course you're going to have people, oh, well, he's talking about shooting slugs inside a house and overpenetration and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, anything you shoot out of a firearm pretty much is going to overpenetrate the way that homes are constructed these days. So I'm not really going to worry about that too much if it comes to saving my loved one, you know, and I'm not going to stand there and watch them die because I'm worried about where the bullet is going to go, is my point.
Okay.
It's my responsibility to make sure that everyone that I love and everyone around me is safe and taken care of. And if I have the ability to do that, then I'm going to do that. But yeah, buckshot is primarily what I keep loaded in my shotgun, and with a slug as that first round. Now, depending on the scenario, I have the option to not use that slug and just go straight to buckshot. But one of the things that I'm looking at now is the usefulness of birdshot. I'm of the opinion that anything coming out of the barrel of your shotgun or any weapon at more than 1,200 feet per second is going to have an effect, a very profound effect on any flesh that it touches. So I'm actually looking at having one of my shotguns sent off and having the choke modified to see what kind of damage I can do on a side of beef or pig carcass with birdshot.
I've heard that birdshot up close is very devastating.
Yeah, and I've seen some demos of it on various mediums, but I've not seen it on flesh. So that's why I say, you know, once I have the choke modification done on my shotgun, I'm going to do some experimentation with birdshot on an actual piece of flesh. You know, maybe go get a side of beef or a hog carcass, and after we shoot it up, we'll throw it on a barbecue pit and we'll cook it up, and we'll just be spitting out little pieces of buckshot. But, you know,
there you go. Yeah.
we're gonna recycle our target.
not the usual tailgating party at the Hayes house.
But yeah, I think there's no doubt in my mind that birdshot in a properly choked shotgun can be just as effective for home defense than buckshot. And it will eliminate potentially that over-penetration hazard.
As far as a shotgun is concerned, is that going to be of more use in an urban setting than a centerfire rifle?
You know what? It's all contextual. You know, it depends on the context. Because that's like asking me what's the best gun for home defense.
Right.
And that's not really a question that I can just arbitrarily answer and say this is definitively it, because, you know, what I tend to see a lot, and it's one of the myths that I'm trying to get away from, or I'm trying to break people out of thinking, is that a shotgun is the best gun for home defense. You hear all of these myths about, oh, you've got this spread, and if you rack the slide, well, if a meth head kicks in my front door, I don't want the sound of I don't want to rely, I don't want my safety to rely on whether or not he's scared of the sound of me racking the slide. You
right.
know? But on the flip side too, let's say that you have your wife is a 112-pound, you know, soccer mom who pretty much doesn't work out and doesn't have to because she's only 112 pounds. Is she going to be able to wield that shotgun effectively if you're not home? You know, if we have somebody who's maybe in their mid 60s, late 60s, that may have some health issues, or just, you know, their physicality is not such that they're going to be able to use a fully loaded shotgun and wield a shotgun effectively and manage the recoil. So what do you give those people? You know, so again, it's all in context. I've actually referred Ruger 10/22s or Smith & Wesson M&P AR-22s to people for home defense with a 25 round magazine, because if they have a physical ailment that doesn't allow them to be able to handle a full power firearm, does that mean that they shouldn't be able to defend themselves with a firearm? No. You find one that will work for them and you teach them how to be brutally effective with it. You know, my girlfriend at one time asked me, what would I do if somebody ran up on us because I had a Walther P-22 in my pocket? What are you going to do with a 22 if somebody runs up on us and decides that they want to try to kill us? I'm going to shoot them in the face 10 times. And you can't tell me that 10 rounds of 22 caliber in somebody's face is not going to end the fight.
Well, it's probably going to sting a whole bunch and probably will end that fight. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how they can find you, find the school, and everything else. Because, if anybody's listening, and probably they'll be listening later when the podcast publishes, but Atlanta's pretty good to me, so how do they find you?
They can find us at CaliberTrainingGroup.com, or they can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/CaliberTG, or they can also find us on Twitter at Twitter.com/CaliberTG. Again, CaliberTrainingGroup.com, Facebook.com/CaliberTG, or Twitter.com/CaliberTG.
When you're considering Caliber Training Group, look down at what you're dressed in and realize that you are dressed to go take the class, because that's the way Sam teaches you, the way you walk around daily. If you're wearing flip-flops, he's going to train you how to be a combat flip-flop operator. Sam, thank you very much for taking the time. I will be in touch.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Stay safe. I'm going to have to go down and take a class with him. Mainly because I need to learn how to run the shotgun. But first, I got to get another shotgun. During the last break, I was reliving the getting rid of the really good functioning combat shotgun and getting the pretty one. Go like the Facebook page, too. Caliber Training Facebook page. Get in the drawing for that shotgun. I like his overall philosophy simply because you don't have to be special. You don't have to be an athlete. You know, he can train you one way or the other and make you effective. And that's why I like him. That's it for today. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. And we should always strive to learn from our past together. We are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.